Hello, this is John Bucher from Oberlin College, where I'm the Chief Technology Officer, and I'm joined today by Josh Barron. We're going to have a conversation with Josh. He is the Senior Academic Technology Officer for Marist College. Thanks for joining us today, Josh.
Great. Thanks, John.
You've been involved in something called the Open Academic Analytics Initiative at Marist. Could you give us a summary of that model and tool? What are the important features and how is it innovative? What should we know about it?
Sure. So first, as a way to kind of give a broad overview of the project, this was a NGLC, Next Generation Learning Challenge grant project supported by EDUCAUSE. And our overarching kind of large goal for the initiative was to leverage learning analytics as means to build an open source, and I think that's something that distinguishes our project from others, but an open source early academic alert system that allows us to identify which students in specific courses are at risk to not complete those courses successfully, and then deploy interventions to help them succeed in those courses. You know, I think that the fact that we have developed a complete open source suite of tools, so anybody can come and download the business intelligence tools we've used to do this, but we've also released our predictive model under an open license in a standard markup language. So anybody can come take the predictive model that we've built and go and deploy it at their own institution, as well as hopefully enhance that model and contribute that back to the project.
Was that done as part of the central IT organization? I noticed that you're the Senior Academic Technology Officer. Does that mean you work in the central organization? Was this project centrally done or a special team?
So we had a team at Marist College. It was made up of IT staff as well as faculty researchers. We have research faculty in the area of analytics and also in educational technology, so they were partnered with us. But we also had four different institutional partners, two community colleges, two historically black college universities where we deployed the system and ran pilots with it, and a number of commercial vendors that were helping support us as well.
What did the project teach you about collaboration? It sounds like there was a lot of it there.
Yeah, so I think that, you know, we intentionally found partners that we already had existing relationships with. So I think that was a huge benefit for the project. This was a short duration project. It was about 15 months. And so we didn't have a lot of time up front to get to know each other and that kind of thing. So having partners that we had already worked with in the past, I think, was kind of give us a head start in the beginning. And then we also had very high level sponsorship at each of our partner institutions. So we had provosts, CIOs, and so forth. At these institutions who were kind of our go-to people if we had issues and challenges we needed to have worked out locally.
Were you involved from the very beginning?
Yeah, so I was the principal investigator on the project. So I helped write the proposal and then was very much overseeing all of this coordination and work as we both built this open source academic early alert system and then deployed it in these pilots, which, you know, was coordinating with lots of faculty members around the country, which was, you know, a challenge for sure.
Where do you go to now with the project? What's next?
So we've finished our research project or research aspect of the project, and we've found some really compelling findings that show that our intervention strategies that we've deployed have had a statistically significant impact on student course grades and content mastery. So we feel that we've been able to deploy this technology, pilot it, and show that it's been successful in the real world. So the next stage is really to build on that success. So one of the areas that we're working on right now is working to try to launch a large-scale open source project where we can build out a complete ecosystem for learning analytics in higher education. A framework that would allow institutions to bring in data from a huge range of different sources, a common analytics engine that would analyze that data, and then an intervention system that would allow alerts and messaging to go out from the system to students or faculty members, or even other systems, let's say advising systems, that would then trigger an advisor to follow up with the student. So we've gone to kind of left this pilot stage, and now we're looking to expand this at the national level.
Where do you see it going in the next 2, 3, 4 years?
Well, I think there's a lot of interest in this field right now, obviously, in learning analytics. I think there's a lot of institutions who are already starting to deploy the system we built. So I think for our project, I'm pretty encouraged that we're going to find a group of institutions interested in coming together and partnering in a large-scale open-source project. I think learning analytics in general is at the probably the peak of the hype cycle to some extent, and so I think where it goes next will be interesting in terms of how far in the trough of disillusionment it might go. But I think that it's been proven enough, at least in my mind, as a compelling technology that is going to be around for the long term. It may not be what it is today. I think there's a lot of issues around ethics, data security, privacy, things that need to be addressed if this is going to mature. But I think the potential benefits of learning analytics in terms of addressing really large national challenges like student retention and college completion rates, I think this technology holds a lot of potential for dealing with that. So I think it's going to mature and become a technology that we have on our campuses for a long time.
Is it mostly adapted to larger schools, smaller schools? What kind of environment does it seem to work best in?
That's a really good question, because that was part of our research. So besides researching the effectiveness of our intervention strategies, we were also looking at what we call portability. Can you take a model that is built at one type of institution, let's say Marist College, which is a four-year private liberal arts institution, and can you deploy that model at a very different type of institution, let's say community college, and how effective, how accurate does the model remain in that new academic context? Our theory going into this was that it would not be very accurate. It would kind of fall down when you moved it to a new academic context. But we actually found it remained in the 65% to 75% accuracy range when we moved it to these very different academic contexts. So that gives us some encouragement that by tuning the model, so we could build one kind of generic model, but then tune it for different types of academic contexts, student populations, programs, undergraduate versus graduate level and so forth, that we can bring the accuracy rate up to a level where it becomes very useful on campuses.
Finally, what would you tell others who are wary about putting trust in analytics and prediction tools? What do they need to worry about, or should they worry?
Well, yeah, I mean, I think wariness and a critical eye is always a good thing to have when you're dealing with emerging technologies. I think this is a particularly important technology to have that critical eye to, given the privacy issues, the data security. I mean, we're dealing with very personal data for students, grades, the activity in the learning management system. So I think everybody who's skeptical of this is right to be skeptical. On the other hand, if that skepticism means that you're never going to explore or experiment with learning analytics, I think you might regret that, because I think just like we saw in the late 90s, this distance learning thing, a lot of people were skeptical of that. Some folks decided not to explore it as a technology, and I think now regret not being involved in that kind of phenomenon. I think today learning analytics is a little the same thing. So I think I have a lot of big questions about learning analytics. I'm skeptical about things related to learning analytics. But I think the fact that we're experimenting, exploring this technology is a great benefit to Marist College and our partners. We've learned a lot from it. That's going to inform our decisions.
It sounds like it. Congratulations. Sounds like you got a good start.
Thanks a lot.
Yeah.